Well, Ben, it was an awfully tight contest up here on Saturday night in the state election, but there was another tight contest going on, of course, down in Sydney. Many people now calling it our greatest achievement as a footballing nation, the 2-1 win over South Korea in the final of the Asian Cup. And I'm pleased to say we're joined now by the man who orchestrated it for the Socceroos, their coach, Ange Postecoglou. Good evening, Ange.
Yeah, evening, guys.
How's the head, mate? How's the celebrations been going?
Yeah, I'm well past that stage of my life, mate. I want to savour every minute, so I'm pretty exhausted, but no drinking, pretty clear-headed.
An unbelievable night, Ange, but there's something about yourself and big games, you don't like getting it done in regular time.
mate, I said that on the day of the game, and afterwards people were saying, well, how's your heart? And I said, well, yeah, from my perspective, I was expecting something to happen in the last minute, and it didn't surprise me at all that it wasn't clear cut. But as I said to the players after the game, it just makes the story even better, and we came out winners.
And we said previous to Saturday night that if you pull this off, it is the biggest moment as far as Australian football, Australian soccer, Socceroos history. Is that how you see it?
Oh, look, I don't like the comparisons with the past, and I think each success is built on the foundation of previous successes, and from our perspective, the most important thing was that we realised it was a unique opportunity, a tournament at home, one of the two tournaments that we enter that we can win, and it was just a fantastic opportunity, and really pleased that the players firstly and the staff were rewarded for a lot of hard work, more importantly just for the game itself. I think it was a great moment for our code and a great moment for our country.
And the scenes we saw on Saturday night, not just the game itself, but post with the players and yourself being able to celebrate with the fans right around the stadium after, it's up there with some of our great sporting achievements, not just as a footballing nation, but right across the codes. Did you and the players have a sense after the game of the significance of your achievement, or do you think it's taken a few days for that to sink in?
Yeah, I think, I just think it's still sinking in, even speaking to some of the players, they almost in a sense of disbelief. And it is overwhelming because of the national and international perspective to it. And, the next morning we had a bit of a get-together in the mall in Sydney, and just to see so many people out there at 10 o'clock the next morning. And I'm sure all the players now, they've all flown to their respective homes, but it's sinking in now. And, as I said, it's just great for our game.
The last two tournaments we've been involved in as a nation, of course, the Asian Cup and the World Cup last year, have seemed to bring the best out in some of the individuals in the team, Ange. And this tournament was no different with the emergence of Massimo Luongo, who's crowned the player of the tournament, scored a wonderful goal in the final. It says something about a player that he can keep another player like Marco Bresciano out of the side altogether. He is a brilliant young talent and has a huge future in the national jersey.
Yeah, look, he was fantastic, and you're right. I mean, if you had asked me at the start of the tournament whether he was going to play every game, let alone dominate every game, I thought it was unlikely. I really thought, that he would share the load with Marco Bresciano and even Tommy Orr. I thought, because the midfield area, we had a lot of players, but I thought we were going to need every one of them because just the attrition rate is such a demanding tournament. But his form was that good, I just couldn't leave him out, and he seemed to grow into the tournament, not fazed by anything, and he was great in the final. I think Trent Saisbury was rightly the man of the match, but Massimo pushed him close, and the beauty of that is Massimo, Saisbury, Lecky, Ryan, I mean all these guys are 22, 23, they're just beginning their international careers, and we need to make sure we push on and see them maximise their potential.
Ange, I was hosting our election coverage on Saturday night. On one screen, I was watching Campbell Newman give his concession speech, and on the other, I was watching you walking around the stadium, just pumping up the crowd. I mean, you couldn't get two more diverse figures going on at the same time. Do you think we might be able to see something like that? And we're not getting ahead of ourselves as far as World Cup is concerned, but the World Cup is coming up. How much does this put you in good stead heading into or to the next World Cup?
Yeah, look, mate, we're just afraid to say it, but at some point we're going to try and win a World Cup.
Yeah.
And look, it may not happen, probably won't happen in this four-year cycle while I'm in charge, but I'm not going to stop us trying to do something significant in 4 years' time. And, I said after the game, it's not the end of the journey, far from it, it's the beginning of one. And we need to push on, that's our responsibility. Yeah, we've won the championship in our region, and I think if you did it in any other sport, you'd be saying, well, the next goal is to conquer the world. And you know, I know it's the most difficult thing to do, especially in our game, but that's got to be our goal. That's, you know, and we've got 4 years now to qualify. That's the first phase. We've got to qualify for it. But, you know, when we do qualify in this four-year phase, our job and our mission will be to make an impact at the next World Cup and see where that takes us, you know.
And I'll take you back to the game. You were crueled in many ways by a few injuries. Heartbreaking for Robbie Crews, and, of course, Ivan Franjic had to come off himself. And the South Koreans, they were certainly finishing with the wind in their sails. What did you say to the players in between that break of regular time and having to go into extra time to get them up? And they came out like a side possessed in that first period of extra time.
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously it was, you know, you could sense that the whole stadium, I mean, had lost their breath in that last minute, being so close to, you know, holding the trophy up and all of a sudden taking the grip away from you. And my first thing was just to make sure the players, you know, whatever frustration, disappointment they'd got out of their systems, and allow them just to walk around for a little bit. But then I sort of had a look over at the Koreans, and they'd already, they were in their huddle, but they were sitting down and sort of getting massages. And my guys were just standing up, really looking at me going, you know, what the hell happened? What do we need to do? And, you know, I told them, I said to them during the day, I said, my experience in finals, there's going to be something coming out of left field that we're going to have to deal with. And I said to them, that's it. We've got to deal with it now. But we knew that every game we played, we'd finish stronger. We knew it was half an hour to go. And I just said to them, look, there's an opportunity that's going to come in this half an hour. You guys take it and you'll be strong enough to hold them out. And yeah, they did. And full credit to the players. It's easy for me to say those things. But, you know, I saw it in their eyes that, you know, they're going to have a red hot go in that half an hour and have a good chance to win it.
And it's just finally, there was plenty of people prior to the tournament, some even during the tournament, that lining up to sink the boot into yourself and to the team. Do you feel vindicated in many ways that you guys have gone out, stuck to a plan that you had so much faith in and that you've seen the rewards of that plan come to fruition?
Nah, mate, I'm used to it. And anyone who knows what I went through at Brisbane or what I've been through my whole coaching career. And look, those people will probably be out in 6 months' time if I try and do things that you know, they don't see as logical or normal. But, you know, I've kind of run my own course as a coach 18 years now, and it's not about vindication for us, or for me anyway, personally. It's about, you know, completing the mission and making sure that, you know, this opportunity we had, you know, we took it, because, you know, they don't come around too often. And as I said, the pleasing thing for me, it was a great night for our code, and it was a great night for our country. And, you know, that's all I need as a reward. I don't need to anyone wrong.
Well said, mate. We do remember what you did here in Brisbane, and now doing the same with the Socceroos. You go and put your feet up. Job well done, Ange.
Yeah, good on you guys. Thank you.